This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Some important philosophical considerations here concerning the Bible and the book of Revelation, which I've been reading and studying some other biblical scholars and their analysis of it. But I want to step back and do a meta-analysis of the fact that here we have a document, the Bible, which lays out future events and was written through the inspiration of a supernatural entity, which, you know, we call God. Now, if this is possible, if it's possible for a God to know the future, it also means that the very construct of time is under the control of this supernatural being that we call God. And it also probably means, almost certainly means, that God is the creator of our universe as, you could call it a giant simulation. You could say this is a simulation, we're living in this artificial construct, but he has injected somehow real souls, real consciousness into it. But he knows what's going to happen because time itself is one of the constructs that he built into this system. So he can see events that have played out over all time. And he wrote some of these events, if you think about it, 2,700 years ago. Well, I mean, he inspired other people to write them into the Bible. And many, many predictions across these centuries and millennia, the predictions in the Bible, very specific things, have come true, many of them, proving that the document really had to be written by somebody with knowledge of the future. Now, you could say, perhaps, maybe you think there's some person, some psychic, who can see the future, thousands of years in the future, like a Nostradamus type of thing, and maybe those are the people who wrote the Bible. Okay, perhaps that's one explanation that's possibly true. The other explanation is that God inspired people to write this document, and that God had already seen all time. Now, if you accept that, and just play with me here for a moment, let's play this thought experiment out and see where it goes. If you accept this idea that God created our cosmos, created this construct of time and space and all the laws of physics and gravity and all these other things, then it means that globalism will take over this world because God's wrath is unleashed against the globalists after a massive global food collapse, economic collapse, starvation, famine, pestilence, disease, and all these other things, massive death, massive war that's laid out in the book of Revelation chapter 6. It means that God has already seen that outcome. And by the way, he comes back to earth, or at least his power does, and then he destroys human civilization in punishment, you might say, for the way humans have become, how they have rejected God and rejected all that is good. And humans have become incredibly immoral and, you know, all these horrible things that humans do. Humans have become a death cult. And so God destroys that human civilization. But what's interesting to me is, oh, and by the way, it in the book of Revelation that it talks about the souls that accept God as their creator are lifted up from the earth and join God in heaven. Well, another way to look at that is just to just say he has you exit the simulation. See, right now you are immersed in the simulation, like the holodeck on, was that Star Trek, I think? You're in a virtual reality, which you think is the real world. Your soul is real, but your experience is in an artificial construct. So by being lifted up into the sky and joining God, which is what the Bible describes, all it might mean is that your consciousness is yanked out of this artificial simulation and you go back to the real world, which is the higher world of goodness and light and high consciousness. And that's called heaven, by the way. So that's one explanation that I'd like you to consider. Another important point in all of this is that the way God destroys the world is very similar, at least as written in Revelation, it's very similar to the way that God does all kinds of other miracles throughout the Bible. And it has to do with God manipulating the laws of nature. This is something that really struck me as I was listening to the Bible and listening to the miracles. Like, for example, parting the waters for Moses to escape the Egyptians. Parting the waters, parting the sea, and then allowing the sea to come in to collapse on the enemy, the Egyptians, the Egyptian military. This is control over water, control over a natural phenomenon. So it's a supernatural control of natural forces. Similarly, there are places in the Bible where it describes winds, many wind-related events where God controls the wind. There are other events where God controls the planets and what look like asteroids or meteors. For example, at the end of Revelation chapter 6, it talks about God raining down upon the earth. All of these, well, the stars fell from the sky, but that's how it's described. But it's really, obviously, it's about many, many meteors or asteroids coming down to the earth. And of course, this happened before with Gomorrah as well. So when God wants to unleash wrath on earth or a certain city of the earth, he uses cosmic planet, you know, scale forces. In fact, in Revelation, it talks about every island is moved and every mountain is moved. We're talking about massive geological power to move mountains, literally all of them, across the earth simultaneously as part of God's wrath being unleashed on the earth. This is only possible if someone can manipulate gravity or bring large space bodies into close passage by the earth, such as a planet X or a hidden planet or a giant asteroid. I mean, massive, like thousands of miles across or something, in order to disrupt earth to such a degree. And what this says to me is that, oh, and by the way, even some of the miracles that Moses performed, God was telling him, here, you just raise your hand and I'll do the work, basically. So God was parting the sea. God was turning his staff into a snake. You know, God was doing the work, but Moses was there to carry out the actions with God's help. But Moses himself wasn't doing these things. God was doing these things through Moses, just having Moses be the apparent source of this power. So it looks like God is a cosmic creator of universes who has total control over the laws of physics. In fact, every miracle that you see in the Bible is achievable by simply influencing the laws of physics. That's what's amazing. So this could be God could be a supernatural, highly advanced individual or part of a civilization that creates worlds, creates simulations, and then injects souls into those worlds as a test or as a training ground, or perhaps for their own entertainment, for all we know. Maybe they're just laughing and placing bets on what will happen. I don't know. But they can intervene and they can manipulate things at any time. They can change the laws of physics at any moment. And they do so. And also, they can see all time, because time is just one of the constructs that they have engineered into this whole system. You and I experience the flow of time in linear fashion, but they, the creators of this world, are not limited to that linear experience of time. Or he, if it's just one being, God. So just some things to think about. The Bible is it's a very mysterious document, and it has a lot to tell us about what's coming. And I'll talk about it more with some more interpretation down the road. I appreciate you listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com. Take care. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.